Met, meet the Met, step right up and greet the Met.
Making it through 50 of anything is quite an accomplishment. Going to 50 baseball games in a lifetime, for people not in the industry, is a feat likely held by a slight percentage of baseball fans. Going to 50 opening days for a single team is an accomplishment shared by the chosen few, the fan elite. Robert Ostertag, an attorney who lives and practices law in Poughkeepsie, New York, is among those superfans. Last week, he attended his 50th Mets opening day, an 11-2 win for the Metropolitans over the San Diego Padres, and he was featured in a New York Times profile examining his devotion to the team. I caught up with Ostertag following the game to find out how he became one of the Amazons' most faithful devotees.
Well, I was an old Brooklyn Dodger fan, and they left, of course, and had left us, and the Giants left with them, and that left us only with the Yankees, and by that time, I was not a Yankee fan. I was a Yankee hater, you know, in the baseball sense. I don't hate anybody, but you know, in the baseball sense, I was a Yankee hater.
Sure.
And I couldn't become a Yankee fan. And I waited for 4 or 5 years, I guess, until the National League came back and the Mets were created and went to the Polo Grounds. And it didn't take long to realize that the Mets were just the successors of the craziness Dodgers, the bums who you never knew what was going to happen next, and that's what made them so interesting. And they sometimes won games they should have lost, and lost games they should have won. And there was nothing mechanical about them, as was the case with the Yankees, and that made them far more interesting. And so the Mets came along, and they lost 120 games in their first season. It was funny for me. Everybody knew they weren't going to do well because all they got was cast-offs. They did get some of the Dodgers and Giant cast-offs, and those players that were getting old. But, the Duke Snyders and the Gil Hodges and a few others, and that was good for me because they were my heroes as I was growing up. And but the Mets were doing everything funny, everything wrong, and I'm sure you don't remember them, but Casey Stengel was the manager, and he wrote a book one time, a year or so later, entitled, Can Anybody Here Play This Game? And that was it was a book that I literally read in one evening. I rolled on the floor. It was so funny. And things that the Mets had done. And that was just up my alley because that's just like what the Dodgers were.
So you're 81 years old, correct?
Yeah.
Now, how old were you when you went to your first opening day for the Mets?
For the Mets? Well, it would have been in 1964. So I was 32.
Other than the ballparks, of course, that the iterations of the venues, what's been some of the most profound changes that you've noticed over the years going to these games?
Well, I think the players are bigger and stronger, and they probably hit the ball harder, although I'm not sure it's really noticeable by the eye. I think most of them are smarter. Most of them have had some college education. When I was a kid, I think most of them did not. And they're just larger and faster. And of course, the equipment they use is larger and better. And the training they get is, the health training and all that is undoubtedly better. But I must say that when I grew up, my Dodgers were pretty good. I grew up in the era of the Dodgers. They won pennants in 1941 and 47 and 49 and 52 and 53 and 55 and 56. And then they went to L.A. after the 57 season and won another in 59. And they won several in 63, in the 60s. And they were a good ball club. They were just as crazy as ever, but they were a better ball club. And those are the people I grew up with. When the Dodgers moved west, it was hard for me to wean my way away from them because the early players were all my players, and I couldn't root against them. And it took me years to wean myself away from the Dodgers. But that didn't mean I didn't become a Mets fan. I became a Mets fan, and you know, if the Dodgers, I wanted the Dodgers to beat everybody, perhaps except the Mets. But of course, they always beat the Mets anyway because the Mets weren't any good. And so that's how that all came about. The ballparks are, most of them are all new except for Fenway and Wrigley Field, and I think those are the only two. And the ballparks, a lot more of them are smaller now than they used to be. The ballpark in Cincinnati is very small. Yankee Stadium is, to me at least, is the right field area is kind of disgraceful. It's very, very short. It's shorter than the one at the old Yankee Stadium. And but a lot of the ballparks are shorter. They used to refer to Ebbets Field as Bandbox. But that's about the size of many of the ballparks, the new ones these days. And they're nicer and grander, and they have much more, many more amenities.
The Mets won their, went a rollicking win, as it's been described, in their opener that you were at.
They got 11 runs. That's a whole week's supply, I think.
What are your expectations for the Mets this season?
Well, I you know, I was asked that question, and my answer was that I'm a professed pessimist, and I've never been disappointed by anything, and I, you know, I compared that to being an optimist and being disappointed by everything, but I said that I thought they'd probably win 55 games. I don't really think they'll win that few. They'll probably win over 60 or 65 or so, but you can't really tell. They are lacking in the outfield. They're lacking on the mound. And it's hard for them to get runs because they have to usually string three hits or so together to get a run. And but that may change. They have a lot of young people now. And hopefully they're going to surprise us.
Robert Ostertag, thank you so much for joining us.
Okay, my pleasure.
Oh, the butcher and the baker and the people on the streets. Where do they go? To meet the Mets. Oh, they're hollering and cheering and they're jumping in their...